Hey, you guys, welcome to Boiling Point Faith and Fire, the show where we stop playing nice with the truth and start saying what people are too scared to say out loud. This is where faith meets real life, where conviction outweighs comfort, and where we don't water things down to keep the peace. We turn up the heat and deal with it head on. I am never alone on the show. I have my co-host Rory Paquette here, the podcast master. How you doing, darling?
Better than I deserve. Thanks a lot for having me today. Appreciate you letting me co-host with you.
I think he's forced almost at gunpoint, you guys, but it's fine. It's fine.
You could do the show without me. I'm sure that you could. So I'm just glad that I get to be here to kind of keep you with the in the navigational beacons once in a while.
Keep me
But
from
it's
going
all
off
good.
the rails and getting canceled for real.
There you go. What do you got? I know you got a list of stuff a mile long today.
I have a little bit. One sec.
She's been sending stuff to me in Messenger, and it's been like, "Oh my gosh, look at this! Oh my gosh, look at this!" And I'm just like, I don't even know what to do with it anymore. I'm like, I guess we're talking about all this stuff.
Yeah,
So hey,
that's funny.
plenty of topics.
I'm
But
just
the
excited.
current government gives you that, so they give you
I
plenty
know.
to talk about, unfortunately, on a daily basis. So,
It's a daily
yeehaw.
occurrence to have crazy stuff from them. Okay, I just want to make sure. Can you hear me okay? Because my sound is jacked over here.
I actually can hear you better than I have been able to hear you.
That's
Yeah.
amazing because I'm like nothing's connected right now. You're just on my computer. And I don't know. We have a huge storm, so maybe that's just part of it. But yeah, so let's talk about what I have and then I'll leave it to Roy because my stuff is gonna
Yeah. I'll just plan on closing out. All right, I'll be here for a
Yeah.
couple of, little laughs here and there,
No,
but
it's
I'll just plan on closing.
I mean it's genuinely
Okay, go
not that
ahead.
deep. It's just headlines that I saw this week. And truly, like I'm super bothered that I just want to say you dropped the bombshell last week about Canada, and nobody's talking about that. Like, I don't see it anywhere. And I think, how is that not a focal point right now? Like, the
Exactly what they
Bible
want.
is hate speech. That so y'all are blowing my mind with that not only did we tell you the truth, what are you guys doing with it? So yeah, that has my mind blown. And then I'm flipping cords here, you guys. Sorry, this is bothering me a lot because I can't even hear. Can't hear Rory, and then he can't hear me, so I don't even know what to say now. Okay, the first thing I saw when I was looking for headlines, which genuinely I was searching specifically to see who's talking about the fact that the Bible is hate speech across the board. Michigan. I live in Michigan, you guys. It's not like this is some foreign country that takes 12 hours on a plane. Like it is my backyard. That's it. How is like that's so serious to me. Hate speech, the Bible. We have Gates confirming secret program where, first of all, you guys did y'all see the April Fool's joke that we went to the moon? I mean, that was great. That was the only April Fool's I saw yesterday, that we sent astronauts to the moon. That was very interesting. Absolutely still think it's all hogwash, but interesting nonetheless. Gates, Matt, is it Gates? Is that how you pronounce his name? The Attorney General.
The attorney general
Yeah.
that is a lady.
Or he was the initial pick, right? Matt Gates, Gaetz.
It's Getz, Gates,
Oh,
Getz. Yeah,
Gaetz.
exactly.
Okay.
But Matt, yeah, exactly, from Florida.
Okay, yeah. So he has stories circulating now that he was briefed on a secret alien breeding program while he was in office. Okay. He was told that alien human hybrids are being created to enable government officials to communicate with beings from other worlds. Saying that this person worked for the United States Army and told him the locations of these hybrid breeding programs where captured aliens were breeding with humans to create a hybrid race that could engage in intergalactic communication.
Okay.
That's a
I have
story.
this came from Matt.
From him.
I mean, nothing would surprise me
Yeah.
at all. I haven't heard this at all. So I'm like, is this something the government would do? I mean, sure.
Of
Sure it
course.
is. Of course it is. They
Yeah.
would, take people and do this and why not? I'm still kind of like, all right, if there's aliens, how come they're not on TV, right? I'm just wagging if this is another tail wagging the dog
Yeah.
thing coming out from yet another useless mouthpiece who is not relevant anymore. I mean, I kind of look at Matt Gaetz like I do, Marjorie Taylor Greene at this point.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, if you're the one with the story.
I totally see that. But also, I just want to make it clear, aliens are demons. Anytime they're talking about aliens, we're talking about demons, and those are absolutely real. But outside of that, I think they're talking about nothing else. And do I believe that demons and humans have done things? Yes. Absolutely. I've read about this in the Bible. So, yes, it's what has happened. And I do think that all the lab experiments, we talked about the deep dark underground lab that does crazy things. 100%. I mean, they have tried to probably mix humans with every animal that's possible on the planet Earth and every alien, demon, whatever they can get their hands on, every, anything in the ocean. I'm sure they have tried all of that. So, yeah, not surprised about that. But I just want to make it clear aliens are demons. And the game they're playing, I'll get to that after I go through my next little thing. My friend, Bill Gates, everyone's friend, he loves you guys so much. He loves you guys so much. There's quite a few reports of boxes of ticks being dropped off on people's land. Like two ranchers, in separate states found a huge box of ticks in their cattle fields, which is oddly convenient because they just rolled out, I'll explain this to you too, a new shot. Oh, I didn't pull it up, but they have a new vaccine for Lyme disease, and it's going through its like last phase to be people ready. So when I say pay attention, like, how is it that they already know and they're already saying this is going to be the heaviest tick season that we've had in decades? And there's already conveniently a fancy little jabby jab for you guys. Please don't get the jabby jab, okay? He also put out a microneedle patch, Myrna microneedle patch, for people's convenience, where you can just place it on your skin. And, conspiracy conversations, the conspiracy theorists I follow are like, this is definitely putting something in your body to be traceable, which we know that, the COVID vaccine had things that changed your body's DNA and messed everything up. This is going to be no different. So I just, when I say to steward your health, you guys, just keep your eyes open because this is the same machine that dropped COVID on us, the same machine that drops the infested mosquitoes on us. Okay, like they inject these mosquitoes with stuff and then free them into the public. He's done the same thing with the ticks. And please be mindful because another thing I told you guys. He also did an experiment where he has all these ticks infested with an allergy to humans that it will make them allergic to meat. So like if you eat red meat, you will get sick. And I only know of one person dying from this, so it's not like everybody's dying, but I mean, it's still the risk. And just the fact we're trying to get people to be allergic to meat is part of the experiment. We are human guinea pigs. We're guinea pigs. And the last article I saw today is just the Charlie Kirk deal. The bullet did not match the gun.
Right.
And nobody's shocked about that. Like, everybody knew that wasn't the gun.
The problem I have with that one is, you know, people like Dan Bongino, you know, who I used to really respect,
Yeah.
and he is all over this, talking about how the bullet was destroyed, and you know, this
Yeah.
and that, and he's covering. Like, anyone who's listening to him is going, "You are just covering for the fact that the bullet doesn't match the gun, bro."
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. That's about the most basic forensic thing you're ever going to see. That's forensics 101. Did this bullet come from that gun? Yes or no? No, it didn't. So then the gun the guy had on him wasn't the one that fired the bullet. You know, and now we're going back to all the tapes again about the mic that was on him and how that, you know, erupts. I mean, the video is pretty clear that they have. This is so much deeper, and they all know it. And it's such a cover-up that instead of galvanizing everybody, I mean, it's turned into this ridiculous thing. Now, it's going to end up tearing people apart more than it ever divided them, because they won't tell the truth about any of it. And really, they could have told the truth about all of it and really galvanized people together over it in a huge way. But they're playing cover up, and they don't understand the game anymore. So Democrats can say to Democrats, the sky is green, the grass is blue, and you better believe that or you're out. And Democrat followers will go, "Oh, you're right." Republicans tell Republican followers, the bullet doesn't match the gun, and that doesn't matter. And we all go, "Are you nuts? That totally matters. And I'm not buying it." We're not sheep. And that's the problem, is they're treating us like we're sheep, and we're refusing to be sheep. The other side is treating their people like sheep, and their people are going, you know, "Meh, great, why not?" And that's the difference. We're never going to be the same. We are not the same,
No.
and it's never going to go this way. You know, give me a little bit of credit, a little bit of credit, you know, for being able to read, and they don't. They really don't.
I mean, it just at the end of the day, who are they protecting? You know what I mean? Like, and what is the cost? And is it worth it? You know, and I'm not in on this. I've told you guys the, you know, Candace Owens and the Erica thing. You know, first of all, Candace Owens, you guys have her so high on a pedestal. Like, the people that follow her are obsessed, and like, that's the hill they'll die on. That she is just whatever. I saw some videos of her that really brought her to light. I don't trust either of those women. I don't trust anyone who has a spotlight. Okay, I'm just going to make that very clear. If someone has a spotlight, they probably have a script, and you're being used as a useful idiot to fuel fires, to keep people divided, to keep everyone confused, to keep people pissed off. So I think that's very intentional. But I did see a thing with Candace Owens where I saw a side of her. One of these gals that I followed for a long time. She's not big, famous, like you probably wouldn't even know her name, but she has exposed a lot of people right now in the industry, with, you know, Jelly Roll, his wife, all these people who are virtue signaling Christ, and their actions behind the cameras are very scary. And she shared the same thing with Candace. She was in an interview with Candace. And pretty much called Candace out, and Candace froze and was like, looked at the, you know, people running the camera, and she's like, "Cut this, kick her out. She's done. I want her off the show right now." And so she couldn't be questioned. Like, she had to be the best in the room. She had to be the smartest. She had to be all this stuff, and you could just tell it wasn't genuine. So I'm saying, the people that you follow, find some discernment. You know, if you're defending a person, okay. And I don't want you to be like, "Oh, but you defend President Trump." Big difference. I defend the policies that I voted for. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and die on a hill saying that he is flawless and that he is our savior, because he is not. He is a man.
No, of course not.
Okay. Not going to defend that. But, you know, I think all of that just keeps distracting from the truth of what happened. And when I see this thing about the bullets, I do see where Erica has requested more than once that this is an open, that there's cameras in the courtroom, and this trial is public for everybody to see. And they keep refusing to make it public, which is also, if you have nothing to hide, you hide nothing. So why is it such a secret? You know, it's just a mess. It's a mess.
That's again the big problem is that we go to the point where we go, you know what? We don't trust anybody
Yeah.
who's in the spotlight
Yep.
with this stuff. You know, it came up in a conversation I had with one of my sons, and he said to me, you know, Dad, you're always talking about the long-ranging implications of things. And he goes, is it possible? And I'm like, well, this is going to be interesting. This is usually how I talk.
Yeah.
And he goes, is it possible that the Democrats knew point blank that they were never going to beat Trump this time around and that they orchestrated it so he would win and win resoundingly? And so that, you know, their opposition, at least at that moment, would be a joke. And that they've done all of this in order to get all of the conservatives who are real conservatives to feel safe enough to expose themselves. And I said, where are you going with this? And he goes, well, you know, even people like you. You know, and it goes all of the folks who are not necessarily Joe Rogan, but like all of the folks all over the country who are
Yeah.
coming out and saying, you know, on their Facebook, and they're okay with supporting MAGA now,
Yeah.
right? Because we won, so we got it back. And he said, what's happened that I've seen is that everybody who used to be very quiet, you know, the silent conservative that we used to talk about, right?
Yep.
Well, now they're all not silent. Now they're all over Facebook talking about it, and now they have just exposed themselves. And the Democrats are going to win the midterms, impeach Trump, impeach Vance, and they'll do it because Republicans will vote with them. And then that makes Jeffries Speaker of the House. And then when they impeach both Trump and Vance, then that makes Jeffries the president.
Yeah.
And as soon as he becomes president, then he's going to persecute all of the conservatives that are out there.
Right.
And I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And for a minute, I sat and I was like, nah, come on. And I went, okay, can I think of one flaw in his argument? And I went,
No.
it's very possible that that's happening. And I guess we're all going to find out the hard way
Yeah.
if that's really what just happened. So the only way to avoid any of that scenario not
Yeah.
happening is you got to put all your personal stuff away and go, you know what? At the end of the day, everybody is flawed, everybody's a liar. Both sides. And if you don't go do your job and put the right lying fraud in power, then it's going to get so much worse for you.
Right.
You know, it's just awful. I just thought I'd share that uplifting moment,
No.
you know, with our crowd today.
But you know what really backs that up is that if you watch all of these influencers that were hardcore MAGA, they've all flipped. And that backs it up to me. That makes me feel like, you know, this is all incredibly suspicious because everybody has a price. If people really have that huge platform, they have sold out. Question me all you want, do the research, follow the money trails. Like they have sold out. All of these people are getting paid to keep you wishy-washy, to keep you confused, to keep you pissed off. It's rage bait. Every single influencer you're following right now are bought and paid for. Literally, they're getting money to post this. So the fact that everyone has backtracked and now, you know, they're all on the Orange Man Bad bandwagon, and they're all like MAGA's over forever. I mean, there's the stuff they're posting. This makes perfect sense to me. It makes perfect sense to me. So, I hands down, it's not. I wouldn't take it off the table. Not at all. And I mean,
Yeah. Keep that in mind, folks.
yeah,
Keep that in mind.
we're useful idiots, you guys, and. I just, come on. A convenient Pfizer, Lyme vaccine ready to roll. Okay? Every news outlet screaming, like all of this today, the whole theme is that we're being played. Every news outlet screaming, like worst tick season. You can go to Google right now and you're going to see that worst tick season in recorded history. That's their playbook. So this is what I want you to understand, okay, you guys. With the wars, how, you know, everything that's happening, it's fear first. Okay. Fear first. There's always a shot. Like they're gonna, always a shot second, billions third. Okay. This is the same script. It's just a different delivery. And with Gates, like we know that he's after this, you know, the microneedle patch. Okay. And it's supposed to be like the size of a postage stamp, dissolves in your skin, leaves, you know, markers behind, like permanent, sustainable.
Nanotechnology in your body. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And so they're just putting Myrna while they're in there because it's convenient. But this is what they call health innovation. And that's why I want you guys to honestly call it what it is and steward your own health. Okay. That is their health innovation. They've shown us time and time again. It took a long time to expose the vaccines for children. It took a long time, and there's a lot of consequences. And there have been a lot of, unnecessary death. Because obviously abortion wasn't enough. Let's vaccinate these babies and kill the ones that made it. Okay. This is what I want you guys to understand. Like, the devil, the most strategic, most cunning, most ancient enemy that has ever existed, right? He's not some ugly little troll with warts. Like, we're talking about one of the most beautiful creatures. I'm going to tell you right now, never once did he create the big sin and say he didn't believe in God. And he doesn't try to convince anyone that God doesn't exist. Not once, because he knows better. So I want you guys to think about that. He does his thing. He shows up in the garden. He says, "Did God really say, he didn't say there is no God." Because he knows. He has stood in the presence of God. He was cast out of heaven. He knows exactly who God is. Okay? And even James tells us the demons believe and they tremble. They tremble. The enemy has never, ever, ever been an atheist. That was never his play because even he knows he's losing an argument. So, all of these people who have tried so hard, I mean, look around you, everything they've done, pulling prayer out of schools, calling it progress, they're rewriting biology, calling it inclusion, they're injecting things into your bloodstream and they're calling it healthcare. They're putting microneedles in your skin that permanently mark you, and they're calling that innovation. They're declassifying government programs about non-human entities, and this is disclosure. And the whole time, they are telling you there's no God. Because if there's no God, there's no devil. And if there's no devil, what you're watching isn't spiritual warfare. It's just politics, just science, just coincidence, just progress. And here's what they don't want you to connect. Every major power structure on this planet right now is actively hostile to the name of Jesus. Not Buddha, not the universe, not your highest self. Jesus, specifically. We have the NBA player, proclaimed Christ as king and said, "I'm not supporting stuff that doesn't align with me biblically." Dude gets kicked out. But you can beat the shit out of your girlfriend and attempt to murder someone, and you get a 6-game suspension. Cool. You guys, that's not coincidence. And the fact that they want to play this game and they want to introduce you to aliens, and I'm using air quotes if you're listening, okay, interdimensional beings, non-human entities that have been here longer than we have, they say, coming with knowledge and technology and a new story about where humanity came from. Open Genesis, okay? The Nephilim were here. The fallen ones came down, corrupted the bloodline. God flooded the earth because the contamination was that deep. This is not new. This is not, it's the same demonic host dressed differently, trading in, ropes for a spaceship now, because we respond to science now more than we respond to the supernatural. If we call them aliens, we can still deny that God exists, but they know. And I don't believe that this stuff is from another galaxy. It's from the pit. And the fact that the government spent decades lying about their existence is now slowly dripping disclosure. Okay, they're preparing. They're softening you up for an introduction to the same fallen entities that have been running stuff from the shadows since the garden. And the cover-up was never about national security. Never. It's about keeping you from making the connection, because the second you realize the aliens are demons, the game changes. You stop looking up at the sky with wonder and you start putting on the full armor of God. And if Christians think for a second that it's aliens, then go back and read the book. The worst thing we can do, And I have this whole rebellion series going on right now. Best thing you could do is put on the full armor of God. An armed believer is the one thing that the devil can't control. And like I said, he's never denied that God existed, but he spent thousands of years trying to make sure you would. And right now, with the news, with the schools, with the laboratories, in the skies, their plan is in full execution. Christ is king, and the world is losing their ever-loving minds to make sure that nobody can spread that, nobody can talk about that, that is not where we are headed. That's not where our focal point is. Let's worry about what's going on with Candace Owens and Erica Kirk. You know, what's my favorite Hollywood celebrity doing today? It doesn't matter what the government is doing. The word was here before all of it, and it'll be standing when everything burns down. So I'm just saying, this isn't even about fear mongering. It is just staying alert, steward your health, protect your mind and your soul, and understand where you need to plant your feet. And it's not in a person, you know, it's not in the person you vote for. We don't do that. It is, I want you to ground yourself in your core ethics of like, what do you really believe? What do you really believe? Let's find policies that match that. You know, I mean, you guys saw me last week stumble over words. How do I agree with Bernie on anything? But the guy's smart, you know. I of course I'm like, that's brilliant. You know, so little things like that. I just want you guys to get resourced on your policies. And I hope you share this podcast, because I don't know anybody else that is telling the truth like this, to where, you know, we're not trying to hype up. You guys, Rory and I are not getting $7,000 from what's his name? Soros. Like, we're not getting
Right.
paid from either side to say these things, okay? So we're safe right now. Neither of us has sold out, okay? And this show is the kind of show that needs to be shared out so people can wake the hell up without, you know, thinking that these people who maybe have thousands of followers and thousands of reactions, they think those guys are right just because they have the audience. The audience was also bought and paid for, okay? It's manipulation. So keep the real stories out there, the real voice out there. Share the show. Share it, tag your friends in it, make sure you subscribe. Help us get like the actual truth out, you know, and question everything. But at the end of the day, I want this podcast to be the one that isn't fear-mongering, but just reminding you who the hell you are in Christ, and that this is not new. It's not new. You're responsible for your health. You're responsible for raising your kids. You're responsible for your home. You're responsible to take responsibility for voting in your local elections. And maybe the truth is, we never really do get a say who's president. Maybe we don't, but he's the last person that can affect your family. Okay. It's all the little guys that add up that really can hurt the cause. But that's my rant.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good rant. All right. You got anything else?
I don't.
Okay. All right. I want to piggyback on all that and just simply say, yeah. You know what? Yeah. Everything Brandon just said is spot on. And you know, for those of us who are going, well, if they're demons, then it doesn't matter. Or if this is how it's going to be, then it doesn't matter. You know, you can take a passive approach anytime to anything and say, whatever I do doesn't matter. The real problem is the only way these things can come to fruition is if at the moment that you have to act, you don't act. And if this midterm goes the wrong way, something as stupid as a midterm vote, right, where half the people aren't even motivated to go, if you let that happen, your whole world changes overnight. Canada did not try this thing with the Bible on their own just to see. They're being cajoled by the liberal leadership to say, we think we're taking back power. You do this for us. We're going to give you what you want. We're going to get rid of all your tariffs. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But you take this bullet for us. See if you can get away with it. They did. The media let them get away with it. The people just laid down and let them get away with it. And they outlawed Christianity. Now people will go, no, they didn't. They just said you can't, read the Bible. That's Christianity. I'm sorry, but what is your faith? What is Christianity if you can't read the book? If
Right.
you are not allowed to speak it, if you can't say it out loud, how do you profess your faith? As soon as you walk into a church, you're professing your faith. You're breaking the law in Canada. So it's absurd what they did. But I guarantee you that when that side takes back power after the midterms, your Bible will be outlawed. They'll come get it if they have to. And if you speak it, you will go to jail. The lady in Finland is doing 10 years because she spoke out and read scripture out loud. They can do whatever they want, and they've proven it, and they're gonna. Folks, you gotta go vote. Last time I'm gonna say this way, but you gotta go vote. You gotta. No matter how disgusted you are with everything, you gotta. Because the alternative is death. It's done. You gotta go out and you gotta do your part. That's it. I'm done.